Street. Well, if you feel a bit silly leaving messages on telephone answering machines, the latest invention from the United States could solve your problem. It's an answering machine which not only takes a message, but also asks questions electronically. It's called the first intelligent machine of its kind, because it's programmed to sound like a real person answering the phone. Inventor Chris Schmant gave us a demonstration of what it can do.
Well, that's 1FM's new boss, Matthew Bannister, back in the days when he used to present Newsbeat. Today, he landed the job of running the UK's top radio station, replacing our current controller, Johnny Beerling, who's been in the hot seat for 8 years.
It's a crucial time for 1FM, with more new stations opening up and the possibility that the government might try to sell off the network, something the BBC strongly opposes. Matthew's been into News 93.
Well, of course, there is a lot of competition coming along for Radio 1, and we must be aware of that. But my main aim is to maintain this radio station with 18 million listeners a week as the most popular pop and rock music station in the UK. And we need to go forward, we need to maintain its commitment to new ideas, to new talent, and we need to take that forward with the listeners. As long as Radio 1 continues to focus on the best ideas, the most exciting programmes, the new talent, the new music, then Radio 1 has got a fantastic future as a major cornerstone of the BBC.
Are you coming in to wield the axe?
Not at all, no. I'm coming in to talk to the staff before I talk about anything that I want to do in the future. I want to spend some time getting to know people. Some of them I already know, like you, but others are new to me. I want to spend some time talking to them, find out what their ideas are, and see whether those are ideas we can take forward for the future.
Now, John Burt last week said that Radio 1 was rooted too far in the past. Do you agree with that?
Radio 1 has got to be a forward-looking radio station, and if I'm known for anything, it's for taking new ideas forward, taking new talent forward, and I think that's something we can do here. But there's a great bedrock of experience in Radio 1. There are a great number of household names, there are a great number of famous people here who I'm longing to have a longer conversation with and who are also part of the family.
Have you been given a free hand to do whatever you like with the network?
We've got to have talks about that, but of course, you know, I mean, the most important thing is that we're all agreed, John Burt, Liz Forgan, myself, we're all agreed that Radio 1 will be the foremost popular music radio station for the UK.
Now, I have to put to you the point that some callers to Call the Controller made, and that was they were saying, don't mess around with this radio station, we like it as it is, we don't want it to become a youth network.
I want to make this radio station a popular radio station that will be appreciated by millions of people. There are millions listening, there may be more we could bring into it. I don't want to upset the audiences. I want them to feel that the radio station is indeed safe in my hands.
Even if they're over 35?
I don't care what age people are. They're welcome to listen.
97 to 99 FM. BBC. Radio 1.